Fighters, if you are a sales professional in the construction industry, I want to invite you to go to thecontractorfight.com/salespro. This will take you to our free Facebook group, Contractor Sales Pros. That's a place where you can ask questions, share strategies and best practices to help each other grow and get better as salespeople in the construction industry. So don't miss an opportunity to get better. Every single one of us has room to grow. So head to thecontractorfight.com/salespro.
Hey, Fighters. Welcome to Friday Fails. So last Monday night, I was driving home from Dallas after a network event with our buddies over at JobTread, and my phone started blowing up. And typically this happens during the day when Tom does his morning mojo or some other group text that I forget to turn the notification off on, and my phone just buzzes itself to a dead battery. But usually that never happened that day. So I was driving, looked at it, and there's all these screenshots of direct messages coming across. And by the time I got to the destination, I actually could look at my phone. There's like 15 or 20 of these things that had come through. It's like 11 o'clock at night on Monday. So what it was Tom was out there trolling for leads for our coaching programs, posting on Facebook, getting people to respond in the chat, and then sending them a DM to get their contact, and then forwarding me a screenshot of their contact, their direct message, rather. And as you can gather, that's just kind of a complete shit show sequence. The kind of segue into, I think, was last week's when we're talking about sales systems. And what became immediately apparent with these leads raining down on me was that the system of delivery was going to be unsustainable and I was going to fuck things up and drop the ball on it. So we created a quick little sales system that everything now is going into our special lead Slack channel on the Contractor Fight. And then all these people that are calling are getting a text or an email from me with my Calendly link to schedule a 15-minute call. And lo and behold, it's all going swimmingly after a fairly chaotic start. And I'm bringing this up because I've spoken to, I don't know, like fucking 20 people or something like that so far. And I got this week coming up is booked with them as well. And the number one reason they're reaching out, and I have read all of Tom's posts, so maybe this is what he's the topic of the post is for all I know, but it's sales training. Like every single person to a T ask them, what's the one fucking thing that you need to fix in your business right now to make things better? And they say it's sales. They're having a hard time pre-qualifying. They don't have a system for incoming leads, which as I just described, can be pretty chaotic and troublesome if you don't got one of those. And don't get me wrong, they had other problems in their business. They need to know their numbers. They need to get their marketing either ramped up or dialed into an ideal customer, culture, whatever, all the things that we cover in Battleground. But again, sales was the number one issue that people claimed to be having. So we started talking about the programs and stuff like that. And what was getting most of these people fired up was one, they jumped on our Coliseum, kind of like fight night style role play. Next one we have is August 29th. And the first one we did was just kind of did it on the last minute, of course, being us. And it was a huge success. So we've made it monthly. And that's where like probably like a third of these people has first reached out to the fight because they finally got a taste of the Shin Fu real and up close versus just through some of the other free content or whatever. So if you're interested in that, $99, Coliseum, August 29th. It's like 7 p.m. Eastern or something like that. The other thing they're excited about was what I was talking about last week on the podcast is our new Agoge daily role play calls, which for an hour every day, Monday to Friday, there is small group pre-qualification training with one, sometimes two sales coaches, and members of our Battleground group are able to actually work through specific problems they have with customers that are coming up that day, kind of reverse engineer Monday quarterback, something that maybe didn't go right in the past, or just shoot the shit and get better. And the people that are showing up are getting a hell of a lot better. And of course, after that, in addition to that, in Battleground, we've got just our member role plays. We're pretty much, there's a giant tracker. Everyone's got Calendly links and all the members just kind of bounce off ideas and sales scenarios off each other and really level themselves up on the way to getting their black belt. So we established that these people had, needed sales, but what was keeping them from joining the group, right? The vast majority had been taking advantage of our free content for months, sometimes years. They had friends that were trying to get them into some of these programs or had been in other coaching programs with success, but they're still sitting on the sidelines. And so I kept digging a little bit deeper and a little bit deeper. And pretty much across the board, the result, the reason that these people weren't stepping forward, weren't stepping into their future, was a scarcity mindset. You know, and the definition of a scarcity mindset is the belief that important shit is scarce. So you play small so as not to lose it. That important shit could be money, could be time, could be romance, could be whatever. But if you've got a scarcity mindset, generally you play small, you play not to lose. And that's exactly what's happened with a lot of these people. You know, they got fixated on the cost, you know, it's $700 a month, which is like a truck payment or something else. You know, you just kind of turn that around. It's like, well, how much is it costing you not to join this? How much is it costing you year on year not to level up your sales game, not to learn your numbers, not to get your marketing dialed in? And the answer, of course, is it's costing you shitloads, millions of dollars, literally, at least in my case over the years. So if this podcast kind of describes you, if you think you need sales training, you know you need sales training because nothing happens without a sale, right? Sales aren't sleazy. Sales are opportunity waiting to happen. But you feel that you've got a scarcity mindset and you're just worried about wasting your money, that you're not going to dedicate the time to take care of it, whatever. I would just encourage you to just really sit back and think about where would you be today had you taken the step and jumped into a coaching program, whether one of ours or somebody else's. I don't really care where the fuck you get it, but I can tell you, somebody that waited too long to reach out for coaching 7 or 8 years ago when I did, that the best time to hire a coach was last year and the next best time is today. So get off your ass, just put the money together you need to do it, dedicate the time, make a commitment to yourself and honor it. And I guarantee you that if you put in the work, you'll find that your future is right at your fingertips. With that, I will leave you. Thanks for joining us on Friday Fails. See you next week.